Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend John Bradbury back on the show. John is a 10-year member of our Brain Trust, managing partner in Entrepreneurship Performance Labs, EPL, author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. We helped him launch that book when it first came out, and he's our good friend John. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Good morning. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. John, I know one of the things you want to talk about today is the concept of entrepreneurship and finding your entrepreneurial path. And I remember years ago having conversations with people about, I'm talking about 20 years ago, about the definition of entrepreneur. And it's just been fascinating to me how people define it differently. I mean, the eggheads in higher education, many of them have actually said to me, the only entrepreneurs are the people who are creating the gazelles and the unicorns and, you know, the ones who have a chance to have 500 employees in the first 5 years. Those are the only true entrepreneurs. And of course, that statement is completely bogus. But that's what they would think, but it's really much broader than that, isn't it?
It is, and you know, there are academic definitions, but there are a lot of academic definitions that don't agree with each other.
That's
of course.
Right.
But you know, there's a lot of career disruption going on now. That's not new to anybody. The pandemic has caused a lot of disruption. People leaving. You know, getting laid off or furloughed. I know independent entrepreneurs who are trying to get back into the corporate world because they're having trouble with their business. But, you know, entrepreneurship in general is such an important skill set and mindset, and so many more people are interested in it. You know, the pandemic just accelerated trends that were already underway.
You've talked
about that. You've written about that a lot. You know, so we've tried to broaden the definition of entrepreneurship that we work with, because you know, we believe that that entrepreneurial acumen, let's call it, is valuable in almost any line of work, or you know, outside of work. So we think of four basic principles: you know, value, need, uncertainty, and risk. If you're creating value or growing value in some way, and you're doing it by meeting a need in the marketplace, and you're operating under conditions of uncertainty, which we all are continually, and you're willing to take on some amount of risk. It may not be financial risk, but it may be reputational risk. It may be risk to your family or relationships. So those four themes, you know, value, need, uncertainty, and risk, for us, you know, represent what an entrepreneurial path looks like. If, you know, how you deal with those issues is where it gets really interesting, as we've talked about.
And how you apply them, how you apply them in the marketplace or in the workplace, because nothing you just said precludes an employee from being an entrepreneur. And entrepreneurial employees, something I've been talking about since the moment I first turned on my equipment to do my show. The entrepreneur employee, of course, you can't. It's hard to be an entrepreneurial employee if you aren't working for somebody who's entrepreneurial. But entrepreneurial employees are solid gold in an organization because they are prepared to do all four of those things. And what my definition of an entrepreneurial employee is: someone who's willing to do all those things you just said, but they're risking somebody else's capital, not theirs. That's the main difference between an entrepreneur and an entrepreneurial employee. What do you think?
I think that's right. And it does create an issue in organizations that want more entrepreneurship among their employees, in that sense of ownership is the most difficult thing to cultivate, because if somebody knows that they're not on the hook, you know, if they're not personally at risk or they don't have a personal upside, let's say, for growing a business, then do they really have that sense of psychological ownership and you know, ideally, financial ownership? Mm-hmm. So it's interesting how models typically in big organizations prevent that kind of true, you know, entrepreneurial, you know, people think, well, I can get a benefits package and the same salary and not risk my career, and maybe I'll make manager and move up the chain. Why would I want to risk, you know, this entrepreneurial
stuff? And if you can build a good relationship with people along those lines, then those are the people you leave your business with while you take a vacation. Now take a quick break and come back. We're going to explore more definitions of entrepreneurship and help you understand how it can make you more, make you happier and more money. After these messages, it's 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.